The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Real Paranormal Activity, the network. Entertainment you'll enjoy.
You are listening to an RPA production, where people gather. Ladies and gentlemen, RPA is proud to present Aaron's Horror Show with Aaron Frail.
Baby, it's time to ride the funk train. This is Funkmaster V with Wrestling with Ghosts and AsideParanormal.com. Babies, you're listening to Aaron's Horror Show.
Welcome to Aaron's Horror Show Season 3, and I'm your host, Aaron Frail. We're going to go ahead and talk about movies, TV, and read some fiction. If you want to get hold of the show, you can go ahead and go to Facebook.com, Aaron's Horror Show, or you can go to Twitter.com, Aaron Horror Show, or you can go ahead and send us an email at aaronshorrorshow@gmail.com. You could also go ahead and support the show by going to patreon.com/AaronFrail. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy the show.
Welcome to Aaron's Horror Show, and I'm your host, Aaron Frail. Today, I have Red Dwarf. Oh, yeah. So, if you haven't seen Red Dwarf, get yourself a subscription to BritBox on Amazon and watch all 13 seasons. It doesn't actually take as long as you think it would. It's only a half-hour show. It's a sitcom. I'll be waiting. All right, you're back. You're showered, hopefully. I mean, maybe you watched all 13 seasons in a row. You could do that. I didn't, but yeah. So Red Dwarf is a show, from the BBC that has been on since the 80s. In fact, you're probably familiar with it, but if you aren't, it's basically about it's a comedy, sci-fi comedy, which is a My favorite genre. I mean, Hitchhiker's Guide, How Can You Go Wrong? And, you know, my best-selling book of all time, when I say best-selling book of all time, I mean my best-selling, you know, like, I'm not saying that it's a bestseller, I'm just saying that it's done better for me than any of the other ones have done, and still continues to do stuff, and actually there's sequels out. So yeah, I wrote a book called Time Burrito about a guy traveling through time looking for the ingredients of a perfect breakfast burrito, and I wrote book 2 and 3, and they're on Amazon, so go check them out. Book 2 is called The Bison Agenda, and basically somebody goes back and eliminates the word bison. I mean, the word buffalo from the English language, changing it to bison, so you have bison wild wings, and that's the plot of book 2. And then the plot of book 3 is they go to the future, where the only thing left is anything made by a Dave. So, with that being said, back to Red Dwarf, and our hero is Dave Lister, and he, basically, in Red Dwarf, he's a guy that, brings his pregnant cat onto a deep space mining mission and gets put in the clink, suspended animation, and then there is a radiation accident and the entire crew dies, and he gets stuck in suspended animation, and then, his pregnant cat eventually evolves, 3 million years later into an intelligent species, and then by the time Lister is awoken from his suspended animation, the only thing left of this cat species that evolved from his cat is this character named Cat, who is one of the best characters that science fiction has to offer. You know, especially as a cat owner myself, I got two. they really get cats. You know, Cat is such a great character because Cat in Red Dwarf, he, you know, is very selfish like cats are. You know, your food is my food. And they make jokes about all the time where, you know, the cat just takes Lister's food. But ultimately, the cat does love the people he's around, despite being incredibly selfish. Which, you know, is cats. They do love you, but they're very selfish. so, it's a very, yeah, if you're a cat owner, you'll love Cat. But anyways, you know, Lister is sort of the third technician. He is the guy that pushes the cart with all the tools on it. So the second technician, Arnold Rimmer, who, is, the only other human on the show, but, he's not even a human. He's just a hologram that was, reconstructed for Lister. So Rimmer, you know, is like, imagine being, you know, the last human on the planet, and the only other human is a hologram of the annoying guy that was one of your coworkers. That's kind of the premise. And then eventually they meet this android named Crichton, who used to clean toilets. And, you know, in one of the later seasons, they kind of expand the model of Crichton's a little bit, and they meet one Crichton-like droid who's like, you know, in the absence of humans, have written art and novels, and meanwhile, like, Crichton is still, like, you know, mopping floors and cleaning up after the humans, because, you know, that's what he's programmed to do, and that's what he loves doing. I mean, it's they say that his like, Crichton's kind of funny because he really loves to do, you know, all the cleaning and mopping and stuff like that. Like, at one point, the space station is, or the Red Dwarf's going to blow up, and he brings, like, you know, they're scrambling to get off the ship, and he brings, like, stuff, you know, this mop, mop and glow or something like that, you know, some sort of mopping stuff, yeah, countless seasons to watch. Most of the references I'm making is, like, the later seasons, because obviously I just watched those. Whereas some of the earlier seasons, I haven't seen in a while. You know, my wife had never seen Red Dwarf before, which is very surprising for me, because she's, one, into, like, science fiction, kind of like Star Trek, and, like, she's watched all the Star Treks with me, big Star Trek fan, and, I was sort of surprised she never saw Red Dwarf, and the other part is that, you know, it's BBC, it's British, and she really loves watching, you know, British television. I mean, we have a subscription on Amazon to a channel called BritBox, you know, so, you know, all her BBC shows she loves to watch are on that subscription service. And, you know, when I saw they had Red Dwarf, of course, we had to go through and watch it with her, so I watched a lot of them over again, and I never actually watched them chronologically, because, you know, it's a...
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As a show that's been on since the 80s, you know, and primarily I would see episodes, I think, on PBS. I think that's where they had it here in the States. You know, and anyways, you know, you'd catch a show here and there. So I'd never watch, like, you know, Red Dwarf starting from episode one all the way through to the end. But yeah, it's a good show. It's really funny. Like, you know, it's funny because I think a lot of the repartee that they have, you know, because Arnold Rimmer and
Dave Lister just, you know, don't like each other. And that is part of, you know, the sort of gag, I guess. And so there's a lot of like, I don't know. there's a lot of this sort of main sort of they don't like each other humor throughout it, throughout the entire series. But it's so funny that that's sort of like the not as funny as some of the stuff that they have on the show. Like they, I don't know, you could tell that the folks who make the show had fun doing it. I mean, why else would they be doing it like 20 years later? I mean, the latest season, by the way, came out in 2020. So, and it wasn't really a season. I mean, it was like an hour and a half special that really explored more of what happened to Cat's people. So, you know, there was a joke at some point in the season that Lister was sort of like their Jesus or something like that. And you know, there's like a picture of Lister looking kind of like, you know, the savior and stuff like that. And that was kind of a joke. And then finally, like in this latest season, you actually get to meet like disciples of this religion where they worship Lister. And, you know, so the whole 2020 season is just a exploration of Cat's people and sort of what they're doing now. And it's actually really funny because like for example, there's this evil like emperor that's ruling the Cat people at this point, and his chamber doors have a cat door basically, and so all the actors have to kind of like crawl in on their hands and knees into the emperor's chambers and through the cat door. And it's just, it's such a silly, stupid gag, but it's just so freaking funny. You know, once again, telling comedy over a podcast doesn't do it justice, you know, like you tell a joke, like, hey, this is why it's funny. And it's not really funny unless you watch it. Like for example, I forget what season this is in, but this is one of my all time favorite Red Dwarf jokes. You know, this evil sort of emperor guy is talking to his minion and you know and like the minion is like, well, you know, we let them get away, and the let them get away is the Red Dwarf crew, right? There I forget why they're after the Red Dwarf crew, but they're after the Red Dwarf crew, and the minion goes in to tell like the supreme leader, and this is not the cat people, this is another supreme leader. So they encounter a lot of supreme leaders in the show, but anyway, so this guy runs in, tells the supreme leader that the Red Dwarf crew got away. And the supreme leader says, well, you know what you have to do. And he slides his sword across the table. And the guy stabs himself in the gut with the sword, like, you know, committing seppuku. And the supreme leader's like, no, I wanted you to polish my sword, you know. So the guy's like, you mean I didn't need to stab myself? No, I mean, I was just wanting you to, you know, do some chores for me. Then they make kind of a gag of the minion having like a bandage on his stomach all this time because he just stabbed himself with his emperor's sword. Oh, I'm just laughing thinking of that, and it's just too funny. And I know you're probably not laughing now because maybe you're laughing at me because I'm like not even able to do this shit without laughing thinking about it. Okay, I gotta calm myself down. Oh, okay. Just see, that's how funny it is. I can't even tell the scene without laughing. Because that scene is just so effing funny. so funny. But yeah, that's, you know, that's Red Dwarf. It's very goofy, but yeah, the four main characters, you know, Lister, Rimmer, Cat, and Crichton are the ones that are sort of the same throughout it. I mean, Crichton comes in a little bit late. I forget what season they get Crichton, but it's fairly early on in the show. I mean, he's kind of, you know, one of the mainstays of it. But yeah, it's a really fantastic show. So, you know, if you like Star Trek or just sort of epic science fiction, and you like comedy, and especially if you like British comedy that's kind of borders on absurd, you know, like, you know, if you're a fan of Monty Python, then yeah, you're gonna love Red Dwarf. It's it's quite goofy. and quite fun. And I would say, you know, one of my favorite sci-fi comedies of all time. It's like right up there, you know, in the hallowed halls of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So, you know, it's the great sci-fi comedies. You know, speaking of sci-fi comedies, maybe I should do a whole show on this particular book, but I just actually read a sci-fi comedy book. Maybe I'll save that for a show where I talk about that, because I think that probably deserves its own show. I haven't talked about a book in a while. You know, I still read books, by the way. I just watch more television than I read books, to be honest, because, you know, I get through television a lot quicker than I read. I know, it's sad as an author to admit that, but it's true. It's, you know, I guess the fact that it's just so easy to have Netflix and chill, you know, whereas like a book, you know, takes time and investment, and I do love reading. And the other thing is I'm a slow reader. Like, it's painful how slow I am. I really should be a faster reader than I am, but I'm not. I'm just like very slow. In fact, my dirty little secret of reading is that I actually will go to an audiobook if I can over the actual book, because I will just get through it quicker. Just by virtue of having the audiobook, it will allow me to enjoy it but not spend a whole lot of time reading it. But with that, I still do read. Just it takes me a while to get through it, especially if the book's hard. Like, I forgot what, it was some literary book that I was told to read, and I don't know, wasn't too into it, but it was a very tough read in addition to not being that exciting. I never finished it, but it took me a long time to get to the point of never finishing it, because it takes me a lot to not finish something. I am like, I will stick through it. There's very few things in life that I have not finished. You know, I'm one of those people that is just, you know, oh, it's really bad, but I'm going to stick through it. Got to get to the end. What if there's something I like? What if I'm missing something? You know, like, glutton for punishment, I guess. That's why I watch things so you don't have to. But in the case of Red Dwarf, I'm watching it because you should. It is a great sci-fi comedy. And, yeah, that's what it is. Just adventures out 3 million years after humans are all gone. What does the universe look like? With that being said, they meet a lot of humans throughout the series for funny reasons. Like, you know, one time they go to a backwards planet or backwards Earth where time is going in reverse or something. You know, that's kind of a clever, funny episode. But anyways, yeah, I you know, 13 seasons, I could ramble on a whole lot about what happens in Red Dwarf because of 13 seasons. But instead, I'll just tell you that you should check it out. Anyways, have a good night. Thank you for listening. And, you know, if you ever go into deep space flight, actually bring a pregnant cat, because, you know, it might be the only way that you survive to the end of the human race. Anyways, have a good night.